Welcome to York Minster as we journey through the stations of the Resurrection. Through Lent and Passiontide, there has been a long tradition in the Church of meditating on the events of the suffering and death of the Lord Jesus, called the Stations of the Cross. In the latter part of the 20th century, a complementary devotion emerged called the Stations of the Resurrection, or the Stations of Joy. By using the resurrection appearances of Jesus as a focus for reflection and meditation, we have an opportunity to appreciate and celebrate the mysteries of the resurrection of our Lord during the season of Easter, which journeys from Easter Day to Pentecost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing. For the Lord has comforted his people, and will have compassion on his suffering ones. Let us pray. God of glory, by the raising of your Son, you have broken the chains of death and hell. Fill your church with faith and hope. For a new day has dawned, and the way to life stands open in our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. The 15th station. Jesus appears to over 500 at once. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in him shall never die. Alleluia. A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. One of the things that those in the media are becoming increasingly conscious of when reporting statistics during the present pandemic is that every statistic represents a person, someone loved, cherished, and valued by their families and friends, not just faceless numbers, but unique, irreplaceable individuals. Writing to the church in Corinth about the resurrection, Paul also uses statistics. The risen Christ appeared to Cephas, then to the 12, followed by a further 500 brothers and sisters. I guess 500 is intended to impress us as a large number, and so it is. The really interesting thing here, though, is that individuals are also named, and Paul will continue in the verses that follow to name himself, the least of the apostles, as one to whom the risen Christ appeared. The naming of Cephas, Peter, is particularly worthy of note. In the Gospel of John, it's to Peter and the beloved disciple that Mary Magdalene runs to tell of the empty tomb. It's with Peter that the risen Christ has an intimate exchange on the seashore after breakfast, when Jesus asks him three times if he loves him. Peter's singled out for special mention too in the Gospel of Mark. Here, Mary Magdalene and the other women are told by the man dressed in white, "But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee." Peter figures prominently in these resurrection accounts and in Paul's telling of the story too. And we might ask why this is. What's so important about Peter? Well, he seems to have been foremost among the disciples. He also seems to have been the one who, we can say, at least with hindsight, messed up big time, often. Warming his hands by the fire during Jesus' trial, he denied he'd ever known him. Peter had particular issues in relation to Jesus. And the heartwarming thing is that the risen Christ appears not just to a statistic, but to a flesh and blood human being with a particular psychology, relationship, and history. Peter's experience of resurrection is distinctive and not mass-produced. The resurrection's manifested in each of us in a particular way. No one is simply a statistic, but of infinite value to God, known to God by name. The challenge for each of us is to communicate that truth in the way we live in relation to each other, so that we might truly live the resurrection in the particular circumstances of our lives. Let us pray. We praise you and we bless you, our risen Lord Jesus, King of glory, for your resurrection is a revelation to the whole world. As you revealed yourself powerfully to so many, reveal yourself now as the hope for our world. To you, Lord Jesus, going beyond the limits of our understanding, be honour and glory, now and forever. Amen. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory.
Praise the Lord. Praise.